to Avasant On the Record, a podcast providing you knowledge from experts on government-driven markets. I'm Caitlin Kennedy, and we'll be hosting today's podcast.
Today we will be discussing the third offset strategy, the Pentagon's plan to find the game-changing technology of the future. I'm joined today by Josh Pavlik, a principal here at Avasant. Josh, thank you for joining us today.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, Caitlin.
Of course. Perhaps we can start off by defining what the third offset is. Can you just describe some of its key elements and what it actually entails?
Yeah, so this is a great question, and a question that we get a lot. The third offset is a very difficult subject to define because there really is no document that you can point to that's sitting in somebody's drawer or that you can find on the DoD website. Third offset is really more of a mindset. It's really more of a way of thinking. And so in many ways, that makes it difficult to define and to say exactly what it is. But if you look to what DoD leadership has said over the past years, you can find some clues as to what they really mean by third offset. So the first piece of third offset that's really important to understand is that third offset is a means of conventional deterrence, in particular against a rising Russia and China. So this is really about deterrence, and it's really about using game-changing or new technology in order to enable this deterrence. And in particular, when you listen to Deputy Secretary of Defense Bob Work, who's really the godfather of third offset, what he says is that at the end of the day, artificial intelligence and autonomy are really the essential backbones to this new deterrence against Russia and China. So very, very difficult to define, and it's a question that a lot of people have. But at the end of the day, you can think about this as deterrence against Russia and China using artificial intelligence and autonomy. And so why artificial intelligence and autonomy? Well, a big reason is that if you look at what's going on in the commercial world in particular, there have been a lot of advances around artificial intelligence capability really over the past couple years. And much of this can be traced back to a technique called deep learning in particular. And deep learning is a technique that allows machines to learn essentially from other machines, which has really sped up artificial intelligence capability over the past year or two. DoD has looked at these advances and said, hey, there's ways that we can use this capability to really start to increase that capability gap between us and our adversaries. And so that's a really important part of their thinking. And specifically, there's a number of capabilities or technologies where you can think, where you can start applying this artificial intelligence and autonomous capability. DoD has actually outlined six areas in particular where they're really interested in expanding the third offset: guided munitions, submarine and undersea capabilities, A2AD, space, cyber and EW, and robotics and autonomous systems. So there's a number of different elements where you can see this capability manifesting itself in the future. Now, the question we often get is, Where is third offset actually going to take place? Is it going to take place in the labs? Is it going to take place in a large program of record? Where can we go and find this third offset funding? The way I think about this is that there's really two different tracks for third offset. One is rapid prototyping. So there's very much a mindset within OSD of how can we get this capability out into the field as quickly as possible. The Strategic Capabilities Office, which was recently set up over the last few years, is a great example of this. The point of this office, which is run by Dr. Will Roper, who is very much a protege of the Secretary of Defense, the point of this office is to really take capability that's out there today in the commercial world or in other places and integrate that into existing DoD capabilities and make them better. So very much a prototyping mindset. Let's get things out there as quickly as possible. The other way that people are thinking about third offset is more of a traditional 5 to 10 year development mindset. So thinking about how the labs can start to develop new technologies and start to harness the advances that have taken place in the commercial world in areas like I was talking about, artificial intelligence, deep learning, etc. So that, you know, really two different tracks. You know, you've got that rapid prototyping on the one hand and more of that longer term S&T mindset on the other. What I can tell you is that, you know, there is no multi-billion dollar big bang single program of record out there that you're going to see driving the third offset. You know, so this is not going to look like F-35. It's not going to look like a traditional acquisition program. It's going to look a little bit different, and that's intentional. Third offset is really about experimenting and coming up with new ways of doing things that you know sometimes involve missteps, and that's okay. You know, the experimenting and that mindset where failure is okay is an important aspect of this.
Very interesting. So how is this all going to affect the aerospace and defense industry?
Well, you know, from an industry perspective, I think that this is actually a great opportunity to start to stake out a claim for the technologies and the markets of the future. This is an opportunity to gain competitive advantage in new areas. DoD has announced that there's going to be $18 billion in funding for third offset over the FYDP. So that's, you know, a significant amount of funding that people can go out there and pursue. So from an industry perspective, this is a great opportunity to go out there and find new growth areas and really start to position for the future in new ways that, you know, wouldn't have been possible 2 years ago. So, you know, there is that growth opportunity as well. But from an industry perspective, going back to what I was saying earlier, that, you know, this is not going to be business as usual. The industry is going to have to think about doing some things differently. You know, you can't wait for the next multi-billion dollar program of record and approach this the way that people might have approached things in the past. Third offset, you know, it's again about that experimental mindset. It's going to require different types of interactions with government customers. It's going to be about bringing new solutions in real time and iterating. It's going to be about going in and having those discussions with customers where you say, hey, you know, what are your particular gaps and needs? How can we start to address those? And then let's iterate together. So this is going to be, you know, a different approach is going to be required. But I think for those who are willing to go out there and take that different approach in terms of business development and how you approach customers and the types of solutions you're bringing, there's a real opportunity here to capture new market share, not only today, but also tomorrow. So the large new programs of record of tomorrow, many of them are going to be born out of this third offset initiative. So now is exactly the time to start positioning for those new opportunities. You know, don't wait for 5 years from now to go find that new program record. You know, today is the time when you really want to be starting to lay that groundwork, start engaging the lab customers, start engaging the strategic capabilities office, find those inroads to have those conversations, because, you know, we're in that time when there's a real opportunity to start shaping that, you know, 3 to 5 years from now, that window is going to be closing compared to what it looks like today.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how companies can adapt. My next question is, in light of the new administration coming in, what do you think the future of the third offset looks like?
Well, you know, this is a good question, and one that, you know, we get a lot right now with the election coming up. And, I think, you know, it's natural to ask that question that, you know, with the new administration, what happens with this? You know, this is an Obama administration initiative. In many ways, it's the brainchild of Bob Work and others in OSD. So where's it going to go? And it's a good question to ask. My personal feeling is that in a new administration, no matter what we want to call this, if we call it third offset, if we call it something else, the idea of conventional deterrence against Russia and China using game-changing emerging technologies, whether it's artificial intelligence, autonomous systems, you know, that's not going to go away. That's going to be something that is of interest to future administrations. There's a very compelling argument to be made. One of the things that I think the current administration has done very well and current leadership at DoD is they very much institutionalized the idea of third offset. You know, so this is no longer viewed as a Bob Work thing or before that a Chuck Hagel thing. Third offset has really started to institutionalize as a concept within the services. And we've seen this recently where the Army has come out and said, you know, hey, we want in on this third offset action, and this is going to be something that's important to our future too. We've seen the Air Force and leadership within the Air Force talking about third offset in ways that we didn't even hear a year ago. And so I really think that, you know, going back to what I said earlier about third offset as a mindset, that culture shift within the services is really taking place. And so, you know, going down the road in the future, maybe we don't call this third offset. Maybe it has different packaging. Maybe the priorities shift slightly. But at the end of the day, that mindset of deterrence using game-changing technologies, I think you're going to see that certainly carry over into a new administration. And in particular, with the potential Clinton administration, many people talk about Michelle Flournoy as potential Secretary of Defense. I see her very much intellectually aligned with many of those who have promoted the third offset. And so I think in that case especially, it would be very hard to see the initiative missing a beat.
Very interesting. It'll be cool to see what the future holds. I think that is all the time we have for today. Josh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
You've been listening to Avasant on the Record. To learn more about Avasant, go to avasant.com or follow us on Twitter at @avasant.